Hi, Congressman. Got a second. Talk to you for a second. Okay, what do you say? There are, I understand, four senators on the Finance Committee undecided about this. Senator Middleton wants an increase in the wages for the disability things. Yeah. What do you say to him?
Well, I'm hoping that we will not let the perfect be the enemy of the good. I have tremendous empathy for disability workers. But at the same time, I don't want this legislation to go down because of that issue. In other words, if there's a way to separate that issue out from this so it can go forward, it has momentum. And when you have a piece of legislation that has momentum, you have to take advantage of that moment, because that moment may never come again.
And for others who are senators who are worried about the impact on businesses, they hear from restaurant owners who think the 10-10 minimum wage is too high.
I think they need to probably listen to what has happened here today with Atwaters. I mean, there were some things there that I did not expect to hear. When the young lady said they felt valued, the workers felt valued. They talked about things that they could do, simple things, being with their family, not having to work two jobs. Those are things that go to morale. And when you have a happy employee, you're going to get, they're going to probably serve better. The people that I've talked to have told me that this place has some of the best service of any restaurant around here. So, I mean, and then they go out and with their wages, and they spend creating even more jobs. And that's how we've got to look at it. We've got to look at this as something much bigger than the moment, much bigger than one employer. And I think we're going to, and Atwaters is interesting. Atwaters talks about how he is expanding. So there must be something to this thing, okay?
Do you think Maryland could be an example to the rest of the country? Could this influence how President Obama's agenda turns out?
I think on the federal level, because of the dysfunction, it's going to be very, very difficult to get any kind of legislation of this nature through. We've, all the members of our delegation except Annie Harris, signed on to the federal legislation. But it's going to be very difficult. But Maryland can be an example for other states. And I applaud the president for his efforts, because I think what, by him putting this on the front burner, it's caused a lot of states and local folks, like counties and whatever, to do the right thing. And so he's already had an influence. All right.
I haven't seen you since this all happened. How's your relationship with Congressman Issa?
I have a pretty good relationship with Issa, period. It's just that, as I've told him many times, I'm seeking the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And I think sometimes, in my efforts to seek the truth, he gets confused and thinks it's obstruction. At least he's called it that, and that's very unfortunate.
So have you ironed out your differences?
We'll see. We've got a big hearing coming up on Wednesday. We're about IRS, so we'll see how things work out. I don't know.
Keep your mic on.
Well, that's one thing I'm going to insist on, that you keep my mic on. And I'm glad you asked that, because we are in a representative democracy. And one of the worst things you can do in the Congress is shut somebody's mic off. It goes against what's American. It goes against the democracy. And I'm telling you, you know, I was telling some of my Republican friends, one of the things you do, you know, you go out and you try to stop people from voting, and then if people do get elected, then you start trying to stop them from speaking. Both of those things go against democracy, and we are better than that. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all very much. Thank you for being here.
Thanks. Good seeing you.
Really appreciate you all.